DOD started this calendar year facing three big budget problems. The prospect of a year-long continuing resolution, higher-than-expected war costs in Afghanistan, and, of course, sequestration. Congress fixed the first problem by passing a budget in late March, and DOD says it will use its limited authority to request budget reprogramming to plug the hole in its overseas contingency account. None of that flexibility will be used to mitigate the impacts of sequestration, according to Ash Carter, the Deputy Defense Secretary.
We will be urging Congress to approve that reprogramming quickly, but unfortunately, this won't be enough. Reprogramming will help with much of the wartime O&M funding problem. But by law, reprogramming is limited, and it's not large enough to address the sequester. We will still have to make large cuts in training and maintenance, which in turn are seriously harming readiness. In short, the reprogramming addresses the war costs, but not sequester.
Under current law, DOD can only shift $7.5 billion of its 2013 budget to other priorities. Carter says the department would very much like Congress to increase that reprogramming cap, but it's not something DOD has formally asked for at the moment, since it would require new legislation passed by Congress and signed by the president. In the meantime, all three military departments say sequestration's already harming military readiness. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno told the House Appropriations Committee that two-thirds of non-deployed units will fall below acceptable readiness standards by the end of this year.
So because of that, we've curtailed our training by 80% of all the Army. We're making sure that those who are deploying are fully trained. Those who will next deploy will be trained. But that's at the expense of now the training of the rest of the Army. The way I try to qualify it is what we've done so far over the last, we've built readiness up, but we've now consumed readiness, and we're no longer able to build readiness up under the current budget constraints that we have. So my concern is our readiness will continue to degrade throughout this year, and then it will continue to degrade into fiscal year 14.
Among the Army's training cutbacks is the cancellation of seven of its combat training center rotations. He says that while forces headed to Afghanistan and South Korea in the short term will be fully trained, the Army will be less ready if it's asked to respond to a contingency in, for example, Syria.
We always constantly develop options, so we're prepared. What I said, we'll develop those options, but there'll be higher risk options because of the reduction in readiness. That if it's executed longer, you know, 3, 5, 6, 8 months from now, it's going to be at a higher risk. And the risk is lives, the cost of lives, because we'll go, but if not as well trained, the cost is more lives. And that's what, obviously, we all want to avoid that.
Carter says the same situation applies to the other military services.
What you see happening elsewhere in readiness is our capability to respond to the unforeseen. And there will be an impact there. That's why this is not only stupid, it's not safe to be under this sequester thing.
DOD continues to believe the cuts required by sequestration are too large, and the Pentagon still wants them abolished. But now that they're in place, senior leaders are emphasizing the need for three things: flexibility to implement the cuts more intelligently, time to make their impacts less damaging, and some degree of stability so that the military services can make strategic decisions about how to apply their resources. Michael Donnelly is the Secretary of the Air Force.
We understand that defense resources are likely to come down over the next decade, but we do need the Congress to sort of settle on what the numbers are, and we need time to plan for that to execute it properly. I think that's the main concern of the defense leadership. With whatever resources you provide, we guarantee you we'll provide you the best military available with that level of resources. That's what we do, and the Department of Defense and DOD leadership will get that done. The issue is we're not sure what the numbers are, and to be making decisions year after year, and sometimes, as in fiscal year 13, months at a time or weeks at a time, mm-hmm. is not efficient for the department, and it prevents us actually from making some strategic decisions which we would like to make if we understood where the longer term intent was from the Congress and we had more stability in planning. We're making short term decisions that last only months or perhaps a year at most.
DOD's 2014 budget proposal assumed sequestration will be resolved for 2014 and beyond. But last week, the chairman and the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee asked DOD to assume it won't and report back on what a military operating under long-term sequestration budget levels would look like. Carter says DOD is doing that as part of the Strategic Choices Review Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel ordered last month. Carter says the review is roughly halfway finished, and it will consider a range of budget scenarios, including prolonged sequestration.
Much as none of us might like that, we have to take seriously the possibility that what happened this year could happen again and again and again. And it's in our DNA to be ready, even for things that we don't like. And to get ahead of that is why Secretary Hagel ordered the review. And the product is is clear delineation of the choices that we can make and might have to make in each of the areas I've described, whether they be an element of force structure or an element of investment or in compensation or in healthcare or in headquarters support. All of these areas where we spend money, how can we do things differently? How might we have to do things differently in order to give the country the defense it needs for the amount of money we're going to get in each of those scenarios? That's the purpose of the review, and that's what it'll do.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.